I remember sitting at my computer, hitting the button, and the number 54 came up on my screen. So I was 49. I do this life expectancy calculator, and it's predicting I have about 5 years to live.
That was Tim Edgar's moment of truth. He's a professor at Tufts Medical School, and this was back in 2006, when he was leading a pretty unhealthy life. No exercise, eating badly.
But we're talking about him today on The Magic Pill, not because of what he realized, but because of what he did next. I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg. And Eddie, I know this is one of your favorite topics, right? The baby steps, the 2% change.
You're on to me already, Carrie. Yeah. That's the way I like to talk about change. People hear I should exercise and they think marathon. Mm-hmm. And I say, not yet. Keep that big, audacious goal. But let's talk about the smallest change you could make that we're going to give you credit for. And by tomorrow, you'll say, wow, I did that. It may be 500 steps at the end of the day, take you about 5 minutes, but you set the goal and you achieved it. It's a 2% change. And tomorrow you say, great, what's next?
It's so counterintuitive because we're taught you're supposed to make big goals for yourself, right? But this is, I gather there's a whole science now of setting good goals. And actually, Tim Edgar knew about it because he's an expert on this stuff.
How funny.
Yeah. He studies and teaches behavior change. And so he knew that if he tried to do too much, he would fail.
So I thought, all right, what can I do? What do I feel capable of doing? So I live in West Roxbury, and I thought, you know what? I think I can go across the street, and I could walk for 20 minutes. And I know that doesn't sound like much, but at the time, that felt like a lot. So I walked across the street, and I walked for 20 minutes. I kept going up 2 minutes every day.
So I think it's so interesting that this guy who knew all the research purposely slowed himself down. Like he prevented himself from biting off too much. And meanwhile, he's eating better. He's losing weight.
I started setting a goal that I could run for 3 miles consecutively. And that became my goal. But again, it didn't have to happen right away. And it literally took 11 months.
And the rest is history. 10 years later, Tim Edgar is still really active. And by the way, he's kept off the 50 pounds he lost back then. So, Eddie, unpack Tim's story for us.
Well, first off, the key to what he intuited and did was what we call self-efficacy.
Hold up. So define self-efficacy.
So, Carrie, self-efficacy means I can do it. Mm-hmm. It's sort of the core of confidence. What Tim figured out was I'll go for a 20-minute walk. That's something achievable. He did it. The next day, he said, I can do something more. He added on another little block, in this case, a 2-minute walk. Those 2-minute walks added up, and months later, he's running 3 miles.
So it's all about setting yourself up for success by making the changes small enough. So, Eddie, has the research shown this, that in fact, setting these smaller goals works better?
Sure. There's a great study, very simple, where they gave two groups of subjects pedometers. Mm-hmm. The first one said, it's all the rage. Walk 10,000 steps. Go out and do it. The other ones, they said, figure out how many steps you're walking each day. It's 3,500, 4,000, whatever it is. Add 500 steps this week. Flash forward with the follow-up. The people who tried to do the 10,000 largely failed. People that had the 500 steps extra per week were successful early on, and they continued to be successful, and they kept on walking.
But I have to ask, doesn't it work that if you reach higher, you might get more dramatic results, and that could give you more motivation to keep going?
Possibly, although in my line of work doing rehab medicine, those are the people that end up in my office with some sort of injured, saying, I just started a little too fast here.
So a few years ago, I was living in Indiana and going to grad school. And then I thought, oh, it'd be great to have some sort of physical activity. So I decided I'm going to run a marathon.
This is Jessica Alpert. She's the producer of Modern Love here at WBUR.
And at that point, I couldn't even run a mile. I saw a few doctors just to make sure I was ready to take something like this on. And they all sort of urged me to start smaller, like with a half marathon. And I was really annoyed. I thought, come on, people, like, I really want to do this. You should support me. Fast forward, I'm, you know, maybe halfway through my training, and I'm doing one of my long runs and just come down on one foot and hear a crack. So I had to hobble back to my car, and turns out I had a stress fracture.
Ugh. So, Eddie, I gather this is exactly what we're trying to avoid, right?
Absolutely.
So let's say we buy this and we want to set smart, achievable goals. What could a plan like that look like?
We could go back to what Tim did, which was to start off with an achievable goal of walking and adding on a little bit each day. Something that's going to allow you to recognize the success that you've had.
So a little step for today could be maybe like take 5 minutes to think about what little changes you could make, right? Like make a little plan or something.
Right. And even doing that is going to get you on the road towards success. Our song of the day is Can You Hear Me Knocking by Druzy.
And tomorrow we'll be talking about falling down. Not literally, but when you're not as active as you meant to be and how to get back up.
Judgment is clouded, sad and silent.